it on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this magnificent Monday, April 20th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, ahead of their convention on Saturday and Sunday, Sunday night, actually, when they finished voting, top Democratic leaders were pushing for unity. Michigan Democratic Party determining their picks for Attorney General, Secretary of State, Michigan Supreme Court, as well as statewide election education boards Sunday night, began their credentialing for the party members Saturday, 10 a.m. 2,300 people picking up their credentials already, getting over 7,000 credentialed delegates to attend their convention, which started 3 p.m. on Sunday. Well, by comparison, the Michigan Republican Party's endorsement convention held on March 28th had 2,153 credentialed precinct delegates, as well as 692 alternates. Again, the Republicans use locally elected precinct delegates for their conventions. Democrats allow folks to sign up to become a voting party member by the end of March. Well, prior to the event, they were calling for unity. Democratic officials tried telling party members at their legacy dinner fundraiser on Friday night, we need to prioritize Democratic wins in November, regardless of who wins on Saturday and in our August primaries. The Guardian published an article describing some of these people running for office as being pro-Israel. Jordan Acker, Jewish attorney, incumbent regent. Well, in the end, he ended up losing to the Dearborn attorney, Muslim Amir Makled. Makled represented student protesters who were demonstrating at the University of Michigan and their ties to Israel. Their ties also now dropped felony trespassing and resist police charges. Well, in the Guardian article, they described Acker as being pro-Israel, who helped lead the U of M crackdown on pro-Palestinian demonstrators at the University of Michigan. So very, very interesting how that article came out just before their convention. Very interesting who they ended up picking and running. What it basically comes down to, if you're pro-Israel, you're going to have a difficult time getting the Democrat votes. Also speaking were the U.S. Senate candidates. We'll get into what they had to say as well. Short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Galen. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Friday night at their fundraising event, keynote speaker, term-limited Governor Gretchen Whitmer, retiring U.S. Senator Gary Peters, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear He's the chair of the Democratic Governors Association. He's also going to be running for president in 2028 against Gretchen Whitmer. Well, all of them talked about electing Democrats up and down the ballot despite how the primary elections go. Peters, retiring U.S. senator, said, "We have a real chance to win the majority in the U.S. Senate this year, but it depends on Michigan. It depends on the work of each and every one of us," Peters said. "We have three very strong candidates now running for the United States Senate. I'm just going to ask, because I think this is just so important. We need to be focused on the election in November. Don't you agree?" To the audience's loud applause. Peters told the audience members to get behind their candidate in full force for the August 4th statewide primary. Again, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham, and Abdul El Sayed. Peter said, however, when it's all said and done, we need to unite behind whoever wins that primary and understand that we have to win in November as one united Democratic Party. I don't see it happening. I can tell you right now, the far left progressive Muslim Abdul El Sayed, his supporters will never vote for Haley Stevens in November. Or even Mallory McMorrow, the Democrat state senator from Royal Oak. If El Sayed doesn't get it, they're going home. As a matter of fact, they may even cross over and vote for the Republicans. Peters said it is important to engage with young people. He described Democrats' core beliefs as ensuring that everybody, no matter who they are or where they are, have access to quality health care. We also need to make sure they understand that we're fighting for fair wages and benefits and support our unions. There you go. Support the unions because that's where they get their money from. Peters continued, "As Democrats, we also believe in our hearts that we should never, ever send our daughters and sons into war unless the American people support it and Congress actually authorizes it. It is wrong to do otherwise." To which the audience replied, response was huge standing ovation. Now, ahead of Whitmer accepting her legacy award, the term-limited governor was introduced on stage by the current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who many believe is going to be the Democrats' nominee for the 2026 gubernatorial nomination. Whitmer said that for Big Gretch, it's going to be all gas this year, baby. Democrats are more organized than the Republicans. We're more committed. We have more grit and swagger than anybody. To the crowd's loud cheers. She, Governor Whitmer, reiterated how the priorities for her final year as governor are to get Michigan on a path toward every child reading, build more affordable housing, pay off medical debt for families, and keep fixing those damn roads, quote unquote, said Whitmer. Now, it was interesting because following Whitmer was Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Beshear described stories that Democrats can tell this election cycle related to Washington, D.C. Republicans' recent restrictions on Medicaid eligibility. Beshear, examples said 70% of Kentucky's long-term medical costs are covered by Medicaid, with Medicaid funding helping to fund things like two new pediatric autism centers in eastern Kentucky. Beshear said these restrictions that the Republicans in Washington put on Medicaid will affect 35 rural Kentucky households and hospitals, with some of them at risk of closing. If that happens, Beshear said 20,000 jobs will be lost and 200,000 of his neighbors will be at risk of losing medical insurance coverage. We've got to make sure that people know when that a birthing center that just closed down in another county in eastern Kentucky, it was Donald Trump's fault. In this world, whether it's Kentucky or Michigan, women now may have to drive an extra hour and a half or stay in a hotel just to give birth. Beshear added that rural hospitals stand as the largest payrolls in their local communities. With the potential closures impacting local restaurants, banks, and insurance companies. Okay, I'm not sure why he chose insurance companies, but oh well, that's what he said. Beshear ended the night, the speech, with, as a Democrat party, we have to let advocacy speak into our Democratic language. Sometimes these terms can feel like we're talking down to people, like we're talking at them instead of to them. Well, we have to change their hearts. We need them to understand our priorities are their priorities, and we all agree on them. We must be united heading into November. So that's the direction the Democrat Party went Friday night heading into their endorsement convention Saturday and Sunday. And one of the other things that is kind of interesting, Democrat Party folks picking these very much progressive candidates going up against the rule of law attorney general, for example, Garland Gilchrist, current lieutenant governor, coming out of their convention being their secretary of state candidate against a county clerk, Anthony Ferlini from Macomb. And then the bottom line, if they end up going with Jocelyn Benson as their gubernatorial candidate at the top of the ticket, I think the Republicans have a good chance of winning the entire state. Governor, United States Senate, Attorney General, Secretary of State, all of it. These candidates do not have the same principles and values, I believe, of the majority of the people who live in Michigan. Extremism all over their candidates. So it's going to be very, very interesting to watch this go forward now that we know who the candidates are and who they will be facing in November. One of the things that I think we're also looking at here, besides the calls for unity, they realize that some of these candidates not going to support their other candidates if they win. I think they'll be divided. I don't think any of Abdul El-Sayed's supporters will support the winning candidates. Because honestly, he doesn't have a snowball chance. Now, there is going to be a very interesting impact on November. Independent candidate Mike Duggan, running a competitive race for governor as an independent, even though he is a Democrat. Well, MERS News Service took a look at some history. Since the turn of the century, if a winning party's gubernatorial or presidential candidate managed at least 53% of the popular vote in a Michigan election, their entire slate of education board nominees all won as well. From 2000 to 2024, Jennifer Granholm in 2006, her gubernatorial election, Barack Obama's election 2008, 2012, Rick Snyder's election in 2010, and both Gretchen Whitmer's elections 2018 and 2022. All of them won with at least 53% of the vote. Each of those elections, the candidate's party combined 8 nominees for Board of Education, U of M, Michigan State, and Wayne State Board of Governors all won. In those elections, the winning party's top of the ticket that finished below 53% ended up with mixed results. Snyder won in 2014, but the Republicans lost all but one board post. Why? Because Snyder only won in 2014 50.92%. Not even one percentage point over a majority. But this year, it's different. Because no major party candidate is projected to get 53% of the vote. Why is that? Because early polling shows independent candidate Mike Duggan is in fact running a very competitive race. We're going to get into that poll. We're going to get into the previous years that an independent candidate ran. We're going to cover all that in the next segment. Going to be very, very interesting, Mike Duggan's role in the election this year. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Residents and businesses affected by recent severe weather may qualify for an extension to file state taxes, according to the Michigan Department of Treasury. Officials said 33 counties, including Shiawassee and Sheboygan counties, are currently under a state of emergency. Requests can be submitted online, by U.S. mail, or by phone. For more information, visit the Michigan Department of Treasury website. A Pistons star was given an exemption from the league's minimum game rule for postseason awards.
The Detroit Pistons' Cade Cunningham will be eligible for awards such as MVP and All-NBA this season, despite falling short of the 65-game minimum. The league and the National Basketball Players Association said Thursday, Cunningham missed 12 games